There once lived a huge, hungry lion in a vast jungle. All the animals were afraid of him because he would kill many of them every day for food. They had to find a way to stop him from killing all of them. After discussing among themselves, they went to the lion.
We have come to ask you to hear us. You are our king, and every king needs subjects.
If you eat us all, then you will not have any subjects left. We will send you an animal every day to your cave.
This way, you will get food without hunting for it.
The lion agreed to the plan. He threatened to kill all of them if they ever failed to provide him food. And from that day onwards, one animal was sent to the lion's cave every day. This plan seemed to work until it was the turn of the rabbits. A small, clever rabbit, when asked to go to the lion, wanted to save himself and the other animals. He made a plan. He went to the lion, and on seeing him, the lion got angry.
You are too small for my meal. I am going to teach the animals a lesson for cheating me. I shall kill them all.
Oh, great king, you must not blame us. There are 6 rabbits sent for your meal, but another lion ate the other 5 up.
A lion? Who is he? Where does he live?
He was a big lion, and he wanted to eat me too. But I told him that you would eat him up for spoiling your meal.
He told the lion that the other lion became furious and insisted that he was the bravest lion in the forest and that he was the only king in the jungle. He boasted that he would show this lion who the real king was. On hearing this, the lion was enraged. His roar shook the jungle.
Take me to this fool! I shall have no peace until I kill him.
Yes, master. You must show that other lion who the real king is.
He led the big lion into the jungle. He took him to a deep well and pointed down the well, saying that the other lion lived down there. The lion looked into the well and saw his own reflection in the well. He thought it was the other lion. The lion got even more enraged and jumped into the well to attack the other lion. He hit the water in the well with a loud splash and drowned. The clever little rabbit returned home and retold his adventure. All the other animals in the jungle were happy that their greatest enemy was dead.
You have been very clever, my little friend.
Yes, and you have brought courage back into the jungle.